How does a woman know the man she's wed? She shares his meals, she sleeps in the same bed, she soaps and blues his linens, mends his wools, yet always some strong waiting secret pulls him to a place a wife can never reach. Take me for one. My story serves to teach romantically inclined brides everywhere. Picture me young, eyes blue and quick, my hair a fall of brown that brightly shone in sun when I released it from its braided bun, and he would help me comb it, noting light, noting the way the tresses tricked his sight with 20 colors when he raised them high and let the years play through. Oh, even my fond heart could not have dreamed us closer than those days we laughed and touched and he began to paint me. Love? We knew it then. Me, still and steady, held against the sky by will greater than our two joined. Stretched canvas made a kind of wedding book as his voice bade me smile, stare far away, hold my back straight, or lie upon the lawn. When it grew late, he'd pull me to him, call me some soft name, and kiss me hard. After the first child came, that changed, of course. Of course, I understood he'd turn to trees, houses, the grain of wood in fences, horses' heads held high. And I turned elsewhere, too, the babies, Anne, then Cy, then Flora dead before she knew a year, and Fred and Ella last of all. My dear good wife, he said to me, then picked up brush and palette once again while I sang hushabye. For him, art turned to line, I thought, no more the blush of warmth he once had wrought from me, but now some higher call of form that took its shapes in silence beyond warm regard for breath and blood. What I saw framed was beautiful, the colors strange, unnamed in any tube. So many shades of blue, I told him once, I think that maybe you have gone to live on some far mountainside where all is dusk and pine and thin owls glide, and every day you drink from the same spring, the coldest in the world, and everything you touch becomes as pure as perfect ice. He looked at me and seemed to see me twice, and then smiled. And that day, I recall, he drew his tiny sketch for me, a bird that flew with balanced wings outstretched, and on each wing he dabbed a bit of red. Now he can sing his heart to you, he said, and to this town. He turned away and set the new sketch down. Perhaps I should have questioned him. Perhaps I should have sensed he saw the growing gaps between us, him, and his good painter's eye. How often we refuse to question why when what we want pretends to be what is. I took the sketch as gift, a sign that his love grew as mine. And all those years, 15, I watched as he drew lines and in between stroked pigment into patterns more and more beyond heart's reach. The world did not ignore him, no. One gallery, then two, then three began to show his work, and that pleased me. The day he first made money from a sale, he brought home gifts, a brooch, new stays of whale, tools for the boys, and just for me, some silk pale as a sky. And then he went to milk the cows, he said. What did he carry there in some small velvet box? Perhaps. And where did she sit waiting? Oh, I don't torture myself with much such speculation. Sure, now as I am, I held my place with him, still do, where that place always was. the rim of some deep bowl he made his life. And her, whom he was painting all that time we were the wedded couple, she remained there too, rim's other side, where he forgot the blue angular shapes and let the brush curve slow and bright again, more times than I will know, enough to make 240 portraits wrapped and hidden from us all. Before the night he thought he'd die and told me, in the shed you'll find something to sell. I'd been so sure I knew the man, I would have sworn a sacred oath on every child I'd born for us that he was true. And so he was. Then, now, what art would have him do, he does. Art took him to that neighbor and her youth and kept him there. The paintings tell the truth. Beside that cold perfection of his grays and blues now hang those warm and secret days when with her he shaped sunlight, rounded gold, while I bore children, made a home, grew old. 40 years now. And what if she hadn't died? Would he have left me, taken her as bride? I used to wonder. Now I understand. The real marriage for him is eye and hand. A woman cannot be the center there. Despite her need, despite her flowing hair.